Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and today is a perfect day for fishing.
And I'm Marie. Are you guys ready to go? Come on! Today's topic is activities.
In the title of our lesson is The Fishing Trip. The Fishing Trip. Now, when you were younger, did you go on outdoor trips with your family?
Not really. The only outdoor trip we ever took was to the beach. We went to the ocean a lot, and that was really fun.
Well, today our friends are taking a trip outdoors. Let's learn about it together. Here's our Read It.
Alex and Ben are fishing. The river is calm. Alex is sweating because it's hot in the sun. They leave their fishing rods and sit in the shade. Ben caught a fish. He needs some ice because the fish already smells. Later, Ben tells Susie about the trip. Susie feels hungry because she loves fish.
All right, thank you very much, Marie. I would go on outdoor trips with my family quite often. When I was young, I thought they were kind of boring.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But when you get older, those times seem more special. So, what kinds of trips did you go on with your family?
Well, we lived near the mountains. So, we would often go to the mountains for the day or the weekend. Well, I'm very excited about our friends' trips this weekend. Alex and Ben are going fishing. But first, let's go to Christina. She can teach us our keywords for today.
Hello, Alex 和 Ben 去钓鱼。当时风不太大，河水也很平静。我们可以用 calm 来形容风平浪静，很平静的意思。The river is calm. 这个字的 L 是不发音的。因为太阳很大，很热， Alex 就说他在流汗。Alex is sweating. 流汗就是 sweat. 他们决定把钓鱼竿留在原地，然后到阴凉的地方去休息一下。钓鱼竿就是 fishing rod. Rod 是名词杆子，像是拐杖或者是打人的藤条这类的，都是 rod。他们虽然钓到了鱼，但是因为没有准备冰块，所以鱼在烈日下已经发出不好的味道了。It already smells. 这里的 smell 是不及物动词，表示有臭味的意思。最后他们把钓到的鱼做成美味的晚餐。Susie 听 Ben 讲到晚餐就觉得肚子好饿。Susie feels hungry. She loves fish. 形容词 hungry 就是饥饿的。
Well, it is really nice here, Ben.
Although I agree, the sun is very hot today.
Yeah, I'm sweating, and I'm just sitting here.
Drink some water.
I am. Don't worry, I'm drinking a lot of water.
We should both rest in the shade for a while.
Good. And we can leave our fishing rods here.
So yesterday our friend Alex was looking for a friend to go fishing. Rob couldn't go. And Linda just didn't want to go. But Ben, he likes fishing and he can go.
That's right. And now our friends Ben and Alex are fishing at Old Mill River. Alex is really enjoying it. And so is Ben.
Yeah, Ben thinks it's nice. But he does say, although I agree, the sun is very hot today. And although I'd like to say more about this, let's go to Rebecca instead.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, we're going to learn how to use this word although. For example, although I work hard, I don't always win. Or, it's her dog, although I walk it every day. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. Although I am tired, it is only noon.
Although I am sick, the homework is still due tomorrow. Okay, friends, now it's your turn to give it a try.
So fishing is nice, but it is hot. I think they should get out of the sun and get into the shade.
I agree, and I know Christina would like to teach us more about this. Let's see her right now.
Alex 他们在太阳下钓鱼真的太热了，于是就决定到阴凉的地方去。Ben 说 ,We should both rest in the shade for a while. 名词 shade 是可以遮住阳光的阴凉地方，常用的说法是 in the shade, 比如说 ,We can walk in the shade, 我们可以走在阴凉的地方。It's cool in the shade, 在阴凉的地方很凉快。同时 ,shade 也可以指阳光照不到的阴暗地方。如果你看到有两个人站在暗处，就说 I saw two men in the shade， 或者是有一只小猫总是躲在黑暗的地方。The cat is always hiding in the shade， 这些都是 in the shade 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. So last month we talked about having fun in the sun, and this month is no different.The summertime is a time to go outside and do fun things in the sun.
But you should take breaks from the sun. A great place to go is the shade. Trees have shade. I like resting in the shade. You are still outdoors, but you're not in the sun.
That's right. When you are hot, you start sweating. Our bodies do this to help us cool down.But when we sweat, our bodies lose water.
Alex gives Ben some good advice. Drink some water, Ben.
Drink some water, Peter.
Drink some water, Marie.
Hey, we can all drink some water because that's today's...
Calendar phrase!
Drink some water.
Drink some water.
喝点水吧。
It's so hot today. Drink some water. The sun is so bright. Drink some water. I'm so thirsty. Drink some water. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. Hey, you drank all the water.
Yeah.
Drink some water.
Drink some water.
喝点水吧。
Okay, did everyone get some water?Great. I think our friends did too, and now they can continue fishing. Let's see what happens in conversation B.
This is a great fishing trip, Alex.
Yes, the weather is perfect, and the river is calm.
And I already caught a fish.
We need to put that fish in some ice.It already smells.
Yes, you're right. I will buy some on my way home.
Good idea. But for now, let's keep it cool in the river.
Our friends are really enjoying the summer. I think this is the best thing to do, Peter.
But, Marie, I thought you didn't like fishing.
I don't, but I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about how Alex and Ben are just enjoying the outdoors in the summer.
Yeah, the summer is meant for things like this. It's time to slow down and enjoy time with other people.
That's right, and I remember summers that went very quickly.Is it time for school again already?
Yeah, me too. But On the other hand, the summers went by slowly. Each day was full of adventure, or full of rest.
So did our friends catch anything?
Well, I think they did. When you go fishing, you get a fish with your fishing rod. We say that you catch it. And yes, Ben already caught a fish.
And I think they are happy with that for now. And for us, I think it's time for a visit to Christina. What do you think?
钓到的鱼若是没有冷藏，恐怕很快就会臭掉了。可是现在他们也买不到冰块，所以 Alex 就说 ：For now, let's keep it cool in the river. 我们先把鱼放在河里保持低温。我们注意一下句首的 for now， 它用来表达目前先暂时这样做，其他的以后再说。这个片语也可以放在句尾，比如说 For now, let's not make any changes. 我们现在先暂时不要做任何改变，或者是 You can stay in my apartment for now. 你目前可以先在我的公寓里，先待在我的公寓里。这个就是 for now 的用法。
Thank you, Christina. Well, this trip has been really great. I'm glad the weather was perfect. If it was rainy or there was lightning and thunder, our friends would have to go home.
Yes, and the river has been calm too. That is very relaxing. I always love a calm breeze. That is when wind is not too strong. Or let's say I feel very stressed. I need a cup of tea.That will calm me down.
Well, although the weather is nice, they need to go home anyway. They caught a fish, but it's starting to smell.
Yeah, fish can smell very quickly. Well, we say smell for good things and bad things, right? Flowers smell good, but garbage smells bad.
Yes, and when we just say the word smell by itself...then that is a bad thing. Well, friends, we've learned a lot, and let's take a short break right now. We'll see you soon.
Welcome back from the break, friends.All right, so Peter, there are some stinky foods out there. Did you ever try stinky tofu?
Ooh, some people think that smells. Other people think it smells good. I have tried it a couple times. I think some types are better than others. But on the whole, I don't really like to eat it.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's too stinky.All right, well, let's go to Conversation C right now. Here we go.
How was your fishing trip, Ben?
It was great, Susie.
How many fish did you catch?
I caught 2 fish, and Alex caught 1 really big one.
Great. Did you eat the fish?
Yes, we cooked them for dinner on Saturday.
Yum!You're making me hungry. I love fish.
Then you should come next time.
Ben is talking to Susie. She is asking him about the trip. So, how was the trip, Marie? Do you remember?
I do. It was great. They had a very fun time, and the river was calm, and they even rested in the shade.
Very good. Do you remember how many fish did they catch?
I do. I remember that Ben caught 1 fish because it started to smell. Well, I hope they got some ice for that thing.
Well, I think that they did. But Ben caught 2 fish and Alex caught 1 really big one. Friends, see how we can use the word one here?
That's right. The word one...takes the place of the word fish. You could say, caught 2 fish, and Alex caught 1 really big fish. But we can just use the word one instead.
If we are replacing it with two fish, then we say ones, not one. Well, I think I have a picture of me fishing.
Oh, wow. Is that you, Peter?
It is. This is from a couple of years ago, but I am fishing on a lake. This is in Michigan. I am in a boat with my brother.
Wow, that's a very nice picture.
It was a lot of fun and the weather was perfect. And I even caught a fish.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, there it is. This fish is called a bass. I think that's a pretty big fish.
Yes, it is. It's actually really huge. Did you catch that one by yourself?
I did.
Wow, that's amazing. So, what did you do with that fish that you caught?
We cooked it for dinner. You should do that right away while the fish is fresh.
Well, I bet they tasted really good. And that makes for a full day activity, too.
Yes, it does. So, Marie, now it's my turn to ask you. What do you think? After all this talk about fishing, do you think you would like to give it a try?
Actually, not really. I have an idea, though. Let's try our keywords. Here we go.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Calm. Calm. The rain stopped, and the sky was calm.
Sweat. Sweat. I'm sweating here next to the fire.
Fishing rod. Fishing rod. I caught a fish with my fishing rod.
Smell. Smell. The trash smells bad.
Hungry. Hungry. I missed lunch today. I'm hungry. Okay, friends, those are the key words. Make sure to practice at home. And now we can take a look back at our lesson one more time. Let's watch it together.
Well, it is really nice here, Ben.
Although I agree, the sun is very hot today.
Yeah, I'm sweating. And I'm just sitting here.
Drink some water.
I am. Don't worry, I'm drinking a lot of water.
We should both rest in the shade for a while.
Good. And we can leave our fishing rods here.
Ah, this is a great fishing trip, Alex.
Yes, the weather is perfect. And the river is calm.
And I already caught a fish.
We need to put that fish in some ice. It already smells.
Yes, you're right. I will buy some on my way home.
Good idea. But for now, let's keep it cool in the river.
How was your fishing trip, Ben?
It was great, Susie.
How many fish did you catch?
I caught two fish, and Alex caught one really big one.
Great. Did you eat the fish?
Yes, we cooked them for dinner on Saturday.
Yum! You're making me hungry. I love fish.
Then you should come next time.
Really a good place to fish?
Yes, it's the perfect place.
Nobody else fishes at the Jungle Cafe.
Well, that's why it's the perfect place. It's our secret.
I like fishing at the lake better.
Well, this is better because look how calm the water is.
Yeah, it's so calm I can't even see it. This is a fish tank.
Oh, never mind. Just sit and wait.
Monkey Man, this is boring.
Well, like I said before, fishing is boring, but... Oh, wait! Look, look, look! I caught something!
Monkey Man! You caught a fish! You caught a fish!
Hey, I told you fishing is fun!
Yeah, it is! How'd you do that?
Oh, boy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about fishing. Please help me welcome Mr. Sal Mann to the show. Hello, Sal. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be here.
Sal, I have a question today about fishing. Can you help us answer it?
I can try.
Great. Today's question comes from Evangeline Harcourt of New Hope, Maryland. Evangeline writes, "My dad loves to fish. He often takes me fishing, and I love it too. My question is, some people call my dad a fisherman. Other people call him a fisher. Which is right?"
That's a great question, Evangeline. I am glad you love fishing. Fishing is a great sport. I enjoy it a lot.
Fishing is a lot of fun. But what about Evangeline's question, Sal? Is someone who fishes called a fisherman or a fisher?
They're called fishermen.
Okay.
And they are called fishers, too.
Wait, so both are right?
That's right. A person who fishes can be called a fisherman or a fisher.
Can these words be used for both men and women?
Yes, men and women can both be fishers or fishermen.
That's really interesting.
There are many kinds of fishermen. Some fishermen fish for fun. Others are professionals. They fish for work.
Wow. Thanks for sharing this information with us, Sal. I learned a lot. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We learned a lot about fishing. Even I did. And you can fish by the river. Peter, what else can you do by the river?
Oh, there's lots of things. When I used to go camping, we would just play by the river all day. There are rocks that you can throw in the river, and my parents would just put their feet in and relax.
Oh, that sounds fun. By a river, I like to go on a picnic, and riding your bike by the river is very nice, too. All right, friends, we hope you had fun. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.